Flow Productions. Welcome to Sexual Whatevers with Danielle and Michelle. A little bit about myself is I am 25, recently got married. I have three children. I've had a few past relationships. How about you, Michelle?
I am 32. I am divorced. I've been divorced for 12 years, and I have two children, and I, too, have been in several past relationships.
Good. Some of the past relationships that I have been through are just through high school. They didn't really mean anything, not a big deal. I did, however, come across a relationship when I was 17. Due to some friends that I had in high school, and not only was he physically, but verbally and emotionally abusive, I'm sure you could probably relate.
I can. I met my ex-husband when I was 18. We got married when I was 19, and he was very emotionally and verbally abusive.
And, you know, just because it wasn't physical doesn't mean that it didn't take a toll on a person. Because being emotionally abusive not only takes a toll, but it breaks a person down inside day by day. And it's a very, very hard on someone rather than just being physically abusive.
Yeah, I mean, I completely agree. I mean, some of the things that happened, you know, he would be belittling me. And after you hear those certain things so many times, you start to believe them. You know, I never kept the house clean enough, or I didn't dress up enough, or, you know, little things like that. And it just, after a while, after we got married, it just seemed to escalate into bigger things.
Right. When I was in that type of situation, it turned into, oh, well, you're dressing up too much, you're showing off too much, I don't want you to portray yourself as a whore or a slut, and then laugh about it. Right. And then it turned physical.
Right. And, you know, sometimes, you know, they ask you so many times to dress up, and when you actually start doing it, they start questioning why you're doing it.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I totally agree. I went out to dinner one night with him, and he's like, well, why are you wearing that? Well, we're going out to dinner. He's like, well, you're showing off too much.
Right.
And then the next time it was, oh, well, you're not showing off enough. I want to show you off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then a few months after that, that's when it turned verbally abusive, and he started using his words to his friends, and then it turned physical heavily and fast.
Okay.
So,
what were some of the things that he would say to belittle you?
I moved in with him in Michigan, and I'm not familiar with Michigan at all. That's not where I'm from. I'm from,
right.
You know, I'm from Cherubusco, small town girl.
Small town. Mm-hmm.
And we went out on lake one day, and he told me that I was a slut and a whore, and laughed about it in front of his friends and thought it was funny to call me that because I didn't want to jump in the water because
right.
I thought it was too cold.
Mm-hmm.
He left me in the middle of the highway in my own car. He pulled the keys out of it, threw it in park, and said, find your own fucking way home, bitch. And
wow.
Walked away.
Wow.
And that was just the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, it was hard. It was hard to deal with.
I told myself
that I should have listened to my mom. She was right.
Yeah.
So I'm sure you could probably relate to some of that.
You know, I mean, even when your mom is telling you, you know, he's not a good guy, you deserve better and whatnot, you're kind of blinded by what you think is love but truly is lust. Mm-hmm. I know in my situation, I mean, I felt like I loved him, and I'm sure a part of me did, but another part of me, I was still young, and I was looking for a way out of my parents' house. So I feel that is part of the reason I went towards my ex-husband.
I can totally agree when it comes to that. I was still living with my parents, and my parents would tell me all these things. Oh, you know, he's calling the house, and he's calling you a slut, and he's calling you this and that, and I didn't want to believe them. I thought that, you know, they were just trying to break us up.
Right.
But come to find out, it was true. And he asked me to marry him on Valentine's Day, which I was still on probation for because of him. For disorderly conduct, nothing major or anything. It got dropped when I was 18, thank God.
Yeah.
But I was still stupid enough to go back after I turned 18.
Right.
And I think that part took a toll on my parents. Mm-hmm. And after that, he ripped me apart from my family. You know, right. I moved to Pennsylvania with my dad to be with him. And once my mom finally told my dad what was going on, my dad wouldn't let him come over. And I moved back to Indiana, and I moved back to Michigan with him. So it was definitely hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to back up just a little bit. You had said that, you know, you were hearing a lot of friends and probably family members saying that, you know, he was saying these things. I know personally, you know, if you are completely all about that person, even if you know that they are truly saying those things, it's still hard to believe, and you are constantly finding yourself standing up for them and telling all these people, no, he's not saying that. He's truly a good guy. He was just having a bad day, making excuses day mm-hmm. after day after day. Do you feel the same?
I agree. After we first met, after the first 3 months, I came home with bruises on my back. And my mom happened to see them.
Mm-hmm.
And she asked me where they came from. And I said, I fell. And she goes, right. No, you didn't. He hit you, didn't he? And I said, you know what? He went through a tough time. And it was an accident. Mm-hmm. It's not a big deal.
Right.
You know, and my mom, I think... Because my mom had a really bad relationship with my real father. So I think that she kind of knew where I was coming from, that I was just making excuses for him. But me, at the time, I didn't know that. You know, right. I really thought I was in love. Like,
Did you feel like a part of you, because you knew your mom went through a similar situation, you felt like it was kind of acceptable?
I felt that, yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah, I
did the same thing that she did.
Right. I completely understand where you're coming from. I mean, my mom has been married 4 times and divorced 3. She actually married my dad twice. So, yeah, I completely understand. And I know that's part of where my insecurities come from, is mm-hmm. I've seen my mom jump around so much, and I'm afraid of being hurt, so I tend to jump too.
I think that is probably being a female and being in that kind of perspective that I think it definitely takes a toll on being a female. You know, you grow up and you see your parents go through that, and, you know, whether they're physically, mentally, emotional, whatever.
Right.
That takes a toll on a person.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because eventually it comes off on you.
Right.
They're having a bad day. Oh, well, your mom's not around. I'm going to take it out on you.
Right.
You know? And, yeah, that's happened to me a couple times with my real dad. It sucked, but we got through, and I ended up moving in with my mom and her new husband. And, mm-hmm. I mean, he's been a godsend ever since.
Right.
So, but after we moved in with him and I turned 17, that's when the whole relationship started, and I should have just... I should have listened to my mom. I deeply, deeply regret it.
Yeah. I guess I can elaborate on one of my mom's past marriages. She had divorced my dad for the second time when I was around 10 years old, and then started dating another gentleman who never really fully accepted me. We kind of battled for my mom's attention. And as I got older and became a teenager, he kind of got verbally disgusting, perverted, not only with me, but with my friends. And he had 2 sons, and he was the same way with their friends and so forth. And, you know, he's an alcoholic. So I had to deal with a lot of abuse from that, too. as far as verbal. There was occasionally a couple times when my mom had to stand in front of me just so he wouldn't hit me. He did slam me into a chair one time, but, you know, I mean, I've grown up a lot since then, not going to dwell on that anymore, but, you know, we have since made amends. We do communicate now, so, I mean, I'm going to move on from there, but, yeah, I mean, there's so many different levels of abuse, and I mean, it's not always just from relationships that you're in with a significant other, but it can also come from a parent. So
it, you know, I can definitely relate to that when it comes to a parent, because I've seen my mom go through some hard shit with my dad,
right?
To where he actually went to jail over it. And he did slam me up against the fence,
mm-hmm.
around my throat, so
right.
I definitely understand where you're coming through about that. But I think that maybe young girls are learning about, you know, on TV, they're thinking, you know, they see all these TV shows and they're thinking, oh, well, this is okay for a guy to treat a girl like this, but it's not okay.
Right.
It's not okay for a guy to wrap his hands around your throat or to throw a pop at you and cut your arm with a plastic cup.
Right.
Or to throw his army bag on you.
Right.
I don't care if he's in the army or not. That's not okay, because those bags get really heavy.
Yeah.
You know, every time you threaten to leave him and he raises fist to you, that's not okay. By any means.
Right.
Tell you, oh, well, if you don't do this, then I'm going to go get it somewhere else. Well, you know what? Peace. And that's what I should have done. I said peace.
Right, right.
Go get it.
And, you know, even after it happens, and, I mean, they will, or at least I know, I haven't personally experienced that, but I know sometimes they will come back and say, oh, I'm so sorry, I didn't mean to do that, it was an accident. And did you ever experience that?
I did, actually. I threatened to leave him one day, and he came back home from basic training, and I was packing my bags, and he raised his fist to me and told me that I wasn't going anywhere,
mm-hmm.
threw me down on the bed, and threw his army bag on top of me. And, you know, those have helmets and bulletproof vests in them. I mean, they are extremely heavy.
Right.
You know, he threw it directly on my face. I actually ended up having a black eye because of it. I broke down and I cried and I said, okay, you know, I won't go anywhere. And he just... In a split moment, he just thought everything was fine. Then nothing had happened.
Right.
And then the next day, that's the day that he parked my car in the middle of the interstate in Michigan, mm-hmm. and told me to find my own fucking way home.
Right. And was that the last straw for you?
I was really, really close to it. My dad ended up having my car towed.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to end up having my aunt come and pick us up. And we moved in with her. And the last straw was is that we got into a huge argument over food. Because I didn't make it the way that he wanted it. Because I was, you know, my aunt was trying to teach me how to cook. And, you know, I was still young.
Right, right.
Sorry. And he wrapped his hands around my throat and threw me against the wall and told me that I wasn't going anywhere. And my aunt happened to be right there, and she's been through that
right.
before.
Mm-hmm.
And she instantly called the police, and him and my uncle got into a huge fist fight over it. And the after effect was hard on me.
Right.
It was extremely hard. I went through antidepressants and hardcore sleeping aids
mm-hmm.
that I never, never want to go through again.
Right.
It was definitely a last time experience, and I do thank him for putting me through that, because it did make me get a little bit thicker of a skin.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that was a little bit more of the emotional toll that it had put on you as far as having to deal with that. Yeah.
It was. It was hard. You know, all I wanted to do was go back home to my mom.
Right.
I mean, I'm pretty sure.
Mommy makes it all better.
She does. Yeah, you know what? She does. Like, I just, you know, I was afraid to walk in with all those bruises on my knee and her be like, oh my God. You know, like, I didn't want her to freak out. I wanted to do it by myself. Right. I wanted to believe that I was more than capable of handling it by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And in the long run, I wasn't.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure that you could probably relate to a little bit about that, wanting to do it by yourself.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, you know, with my ex-husband, he was unfaithful from the start. Unfortunately, I didn't find out right away. I had to deal with the verbal and emotional abuse from him, and there were a couple times we'd have friends over and he'd do it in front of them also. You know, really big into deer hunting. He'd be having a bad day, go out in the field and, you know, shoot a deer and the damn thing would run away, and somehow that was my fault. So, you know, it's just, it was always stupid stuff. I just never did anything right.
How did you find out that he cheated on you?
He was really big into getting on Yahoo Chat.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That pretty much explains so, it in itself.
you know, he would always be logged into Yahoo Chat, and I would walk behind the computer, and he would instantly minimize it so I couldn't see the screen. And I actually had made a couple comments to him about it, and he's like, oh, well, I'm just not really talking to anybody. Well, if you're not talking to anybody, then why are you logged in?
What do you have to hide?
Right. So, I mean, he was really good about logging out of his account when he would sign off the computer. Except
he
did
clear his history, right?
he slipped up a couple of times, and, you know, I would wait for him to go to work, and then I would get on there, and, of course, his stuff would pop right up, and you know, if somebody sends you a message and you haven't read it yet, it instantly pops up there. Well, there was a girl that was still in high school that was sending him messages saying how much she missed him and loved him, couldn't wait to see him again. And so I got smart and started my own profile and pretended to be a guy and, you know, befriended this girl and gained her trust and laid out the bombshell on her of who I was. And she's like, oh my gosh, you know, he told me that he was going through a divorce. And I'm like, no, honey, he just got married. So, yeah, that was fun.
Wow. That's a lot to take in after you just recently got married and you put all this money into this wedding.
Right, right. And, you know, she had made a comment. She's like, you know, it's at least it's a good thing you're not pregnant. You don't have a kid. And I'm like, yeah, it's a great thing. 3 weeks later, I find out I'm pregnant. Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah.
But I guess, like, I've been in your situation. Okay, my son's dad. We were together. We got together when I was 4 months pregnant with my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
He went to basic training, so he wasn't there for the birth of her, but he's been there ever since.
Right.
I got home one night from work. 2 months pregnant with my son,
mm-hmm.
and he knew about it, and his ex-girlfriend is sitting on my couch.
Right.
Without me knowing, you know, mm-hmm. after an 8-hour shift, and I pull up, and there's this strange car in my driveway, mm-hmm. and I said, oh, well, who's this? He must have company over. I walk in. She walks out, and I said, well, who was that? And he goes, well, you know who that was. It was blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
I went to go run after her. Stop it, stupid. I went to go run after her, and she was gone. Like, she knew.
Right.
And, you know, I blatantly told him that you having an ex-girlfriend in my house with my daughter here, that's a slap to me in my face. I'm right. sitting here pregnant with your son,
mm-hmm.
and what do you want to do?
Right.
You know, we moved into our new apartment, and one morning, I was up really early with my son.
Right.
And I jumped on the computer, and I saw his Facebook up,
mm-hmm.
and all of a sudden, I just got curious what was in his message box. So I looked, and there were numerous messages from this supposable ex-girlfriend. Oh, I missed you. When am I going to see you
right.
again? Blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
Back in front of him, he said somebody hacked his Facebook account. I said, oh, well, I don't believe that.
Right. A
few weeks later, he loses his job. He moves to Alabama. I'm back at home with my mother.
Mm-hmm.
And That's about the time that Stupid and I met my husband now, in case people don't know. So, I can totally relate to where you're coming from.
Okay.
And that's definitely hard.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like both of us have definitely been put through the ringer in the past. How were you able to trust again after being through all of that?
It was hard. No matter what relationship that I went into, in the back of my mind, it was always, what if he hits me?
Right.
What happens if I screw up?
Mm-hmm.
How am I going to get punished for it? When Chris and I met, it was hard on me. I mean, I love him to death. I was a little weary of him. I remember one time he raised his hand to, like, rub my back or rub his hand through my hair, and I cowered.
Flinched, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he goes, well, what is all that about? He's like, why did you do that? So, unfortunately, I had to explain that to him and right. what happened, which is not something that I truly look forward to because that's a sucking conversation. But
right.
It was hard to deal with. Like, I don't know how else to explain it. It was just hard.
Right.
How did you deal with it? Like, getting into a new relationship and not being with somebody that was so emotionally abusive.
It's hard. It's, you know, it's not even just the emotional abuse. It's the major commitment issues, too.
Mm-hmm.
Having been cheated on multiple times, you just don't trust anymore. And unfortunately, when you find a good guy, they kind of have to break down that barrier and earn your trust, and it kind of sucks for them.
And if they don't, you kind of push them away.
And, you know, there's even been times even with David. You know, he's a very nice guy. He has flaws like everyone else, just like I do. Mm-hmm. But he's, you know, genuinely a very sweet guy. I have found...
You are?
Yeah, he is. I'll give him some props. But, you know, I find myself, there's been a couple of times that we've been really close and it scares me. So I start to pull away because I'm afraid that, you know, if I get too close, I'm going to get hurt again.
You know, and that sucks being us, being through what we've been through, and then we pull away from guys that are good guys and they're decent and they're nice and
right.
they're sweet and they want this to work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we get called, oh, well, you're just being a girl, blah, blah, blah. She's got commitment issues. Well, yeah, but do you know why we have commitment issues? Like,
they think we're all crazy.
Agreed. I totally agree with you on that right there. They do. They do.
To our listeners, we just want to let you know this was about our past experiences. However, we just want you to know that, you know, whether you're male, female, a child, this is not acceptable. Abuse in any form, whether it's physical, mental, emotional, it is not acceptable at all.
You can get at us on here at IAGlue2, also on Facebook at Danielle C. Sloan. And if you have any questions or anything that you want to hear, anything that you need answered, please let us know. So just remember that this is not acceptable. And domestic violence, whether it's abuse, anything of that sort, it is not okay. Whether you're a male, female, or a child, please report.
So I think we will probably go ahead and wrap this up for tonight. So thank you for listening, and if you are going through this, just know that you are not alone and there is help out there.